potato.
Nothing like the original.
Right, I'm going to start now. Are you going to be quiet, please?
No. Are you starting yet?
It's happening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Let's do this indeed. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 484 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is July 15th, 2018. And I am just one of your hosts today. Greg DeLacy, gamertag, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And more or less kind of shifting over to that for everywhere, with the exception of Xbox Live. Let's see here. Today on the podcast, we have, it's a full room, but there's only going to be four voices speaking to you at any point in time today. And then miraculously, you'll hear a fifth out of nowhere. What I'm talking about is we have Mark Wright spinning the discs, as always, but Mark is playing the role of Silent Bob today, so we will not hear from him at all outside of when he feels like talking. Then we have the lovely and smiling, so ever-lovingly, Nicole Radowski.
Hi. I don't know about that. It was more like evilly smiling.
It was a very cute little smile. It was, yep. Then we have the ever-thinning Miss Kim Woods on the show today.
Let's hope. You know. I don't want to be a stick, but, you know, let's hope. Howdy, everybody.
Howdy.
Hot and humid state of Missouri, which I'm sure it's hot and humid just about everywhere, so.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's a worldwide phenomenon. And last but certainly not least, ultra nerd and geek Robin Tate.
Hello. I was hoping that you were going to notice my cute, sexy smile, but you didn't, Greg.
No,
I've been
sitting
gurning. Mark was all about gurning at the screen. And
gurning? What is gurning?
What the hell is gurning?
The art of making faces in the north of England.
Okay, fair enough.
And believe it or not, there are competition and sport. It's almost a sport. Who can make the ugliest
Wait,
face?
This is a real thing.
This is a gurning. Real thing. Gurning. Isn't that correct, Mark? The voice of God?
Yeah, it's if called, you watch the stream, I'm going to put it on now.
Yeah, gurning. Gurning.
This is straight up why most of the British Empire fell. And you guys lost most of your territories.
Well, hello, it's me. You're absolutely right. That's why I'm slowly moving to America. It's Robin here in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. Good evening, everybody. Nice to be on the show. And, oh my God, the stream. And it did rain here today, but it is rather hot and sticky and thundery. But what the heck? So, yeah.
Right. Remember, kids, global warming is just a made-up, imaginatory thing.
God, yes, indeed. I do
kind of believe it still. I don't care.
So do I. Have you seen that friggin' iceberg? It's off the coast of Iceland or Greenland. They evacuated a small village with 190 people of Eskimo-type people in it because this four-mile-long volcano broke off a few days ago and parked itself on the edge of the coast right outside this village. And they were frightened that bits of it were going to fall off into their margaritas.
You realize the story you're telling right now is actually making the case for global warming, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Just double check. All right.
I don't Let's mind. See. I mean, I'm 100 meters above sea level, so I'm okay.
Hey, no. You know, and if you really play your cards right with global warming, you could soon own beachfront property.
Oh, yeah. Some of those dicks down in Belfast, I'll be happy to see go.
All right. Hey, if you're tuning into this podcast right now, you may be wondering what the hell you're listening to. You may just be thinking, okay, these guys are crazy, and that would be kind of correct. We are a video game podcast, but we talk about more than just video games. We like to think of ourselves as a little bit more wise, more mature, but let's face it, we are certainly not. We do broadcast every week on Sundays at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast. You can catch us live on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, on mixer.com/OC Podcast. And if you're one of those lovely individuals that loves the YouTubes, we are on youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast because we wanted to make it a little bit more difficult for you to find us there. So that's it. That's the show. Thanks for tuning in.
Good night. And, good night, all. Thanks. Have a great, safe, and wonderful gaming week. Bye.
Okay. Let's talk.
I'll try to do the outro. Then.
Yeah. No outro yet. We're not done yet.
Christ. We're not. Do you know what? We might have been better off hosting this ourselves. I know we would have made a bit of a mess somewhere, but right. For God's sake, he's got all the power tonight. He's going to come in at all the weirdest, wonderful places. He's just sitting there waiting for opportunities to be, snide and cynical and play potato sound effects at the right. Drop of a hat.
You ain't nothing!
In fairness, Robin, for the first half of this podcast, we can hear your voice. So there's something to be said about Mark spinning the discs. Yes. All right. Hey, should we talk about Kim Woods at all? Birthdays?
No. Maybe?
No? Kim, do you want to confess something here?
No, really? No. What?
Upcoming.
What are we talking about?
Huh?
You mean where I'll be 21 again? Yes.
Yes.
Well, it says 25.
I know. 21, 25.
Whatever, you know.
Right.
Something in that
21
range.
Plus 25?
No, seriously, right. I'll be 40. It's not a big deal.
40? It's your big 40. Big 40.
Yeah. Seriously, yes. I'll be 40, wow. Yes.
We'll be coming over to yours.
There's a joke to be made around 40-year-old virgins. I'm not going to say it because I don't know that anything has been verified factually on any
account. He's seen the handcuffs many moons ago.
But no, Kim, obviously we want to get this out early because we just wanted to embarrass you. Right. Happy birthday
I'll
early.
I'll be drunk off my ass, so.
That's something to celebrate.
Was it next Saturday, Kim?
Yes, it's next Saturday.
Is anything you know? Yeah, is anything planned or?
Not as far as I know. They keep asking me, and I'm like, hey, as long as there's cake and booze, I'll be happy. I don't give a shit.
Now, Kim, if you play your cards right, maybe I will give you my ticket to see Keith Urban. I'm taking my wife on Saturday to see Keith Urban. It's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Mark. It's just like anxious right now. Just wants those sound effects in where he can.
My touchpad is very sensitive. Sorry.
I'm
so sorry, Mark.
Okay, birthday. Seriously, because we won't potentially talk to you before then. Obviously, we'll WhatsApp with you, but we wanted to take a moment to say this, Mark.
So, Greg, have anything happened on momentous birthdays for you guys over the years? Like, you know, the 21st or the 30th or the 18th or 40th or... Because there's a few things happened to me which was kind of weird and wonderful over the years. One of them, I ended up in a jail. So on a military military base. So
That's going to be worthy of story time. I'm trying to think if anything momentous has happened. I can't say anything crazy has happened on my birthdays other than drunkenness, throwing up, that kind of thing. Those have happened a few times. More so when I was younger versus older.
I think my 21st birthday was organized by an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she approached my mom and dad and said, look, I tell you what, I've got a great idea. Robin and I are still friends.
I wanted to clarify. She was your ex at the time.
Yes.
This was a bad idea that your parents should have never agreed to.
We'll organize. She organized the event and all the guests, and my mom and dad paid for that bit. You know. But I arrived and I was out for dinner with my current girlfriend,
who didn't get on with that one, the other one, of course. And I arrived, and I didn't know. I thought we were just going out for dinner, and we arrived, and there was a load of my old friends, school friends, bits and pieces there, and including the one that organized it and the girlfriend that I was with at the time, four other ex-girlfriends. It was a very awkward night, and my mother just thought that little girl was fantastic for organizing all of this, and she just, it was a very, very awkward evening.
Yes, gathering all your lovely girlfriends, right?
Yes. And for my 30th, I was on my way to a surprise party, but I was in an army base in their kitchens, and they held me back because my friend that was organizing my party then was an ex-squaddy, had put a call in, knew where I was, and the MPs put me in a jail cell because they thought I was smuggling contraband goods into the army base until my car was checked, but it was just to wind me up and hold me back to the, right. The party was ready. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, wow.
That's a clear and good abuse of power.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Anyway, birthdays. Good, Kim. It's brilliant. 40 years old is not old much.
Not really.
I wish I was 40 again.
I would kill to go back to 40.
No. It's not bad. I think the only momentous thing I ever had happen on my birthday is, and this is slightly depressing, but my dad dated a woman, and she found out I had cerebral palsy, and she proceeded to tell me that, you know, well, you'll die at 35, because most of the people that have what you have will. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm going to be 40 on Saturday, so apparently I've...
Oh, Jesus, you know, hold on, you're not there yet.
So, yeah, right?
Yeah, well, she's past
35. Fuck. You know, but... So every when my birthday happens, I'm like, hey, guess what? Another year, I'm alive, and I'm past 35. So that apparently is, I beat okay. the...
I've got a message That's for horrible. That woman.
He's a dickhead.
She was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely horrible. I mean, you know, right. Hi, how are you doing? Oh, my name's Kim. Oh, you're going to die.
Yeah, you'll be dead 35.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, you know.
I mean, we're all going to die. Let's face it. There is that inevitable truth. But, you know, we don't need to be reminded, regardless of how often or how or when it's going to happen. How often. That's a risen talking right there. We could die multiple times.
Well, anyway. God damn it. The funeral that I was at this morning, I took a grievance at the priest. God help him, bless him, cross him, all the things that they do in the south of Ireland. And... But while he was in the midst of the closing prayer, while I have yous here, I just want to go through the church announcements, but we'll keep in praying to keep this and go your mind. And he goes off and rattles off this list about this is going on and that school bus and the Pope is coming to give Mass in Dublin and there's only 12 tickets left and they're 15 euros each in a fucking prayer.
That's tacky. That's, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Come on. Yeah.
To be sure.
All right, let's. I mean, we're already doing it. Let's talk some story time. Let's talk about stuff that's been going on with us. I will take the lead.
Excuse me. Jingle time first.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day. When we gather around his great big chair and
Greg DeLacy
comes Tuesday.
It's so much better now, Mark. So much better.
Mark needs to keep his jingles in his pants.
This jingle do jangle. all right. Let's see. This past week, I flew out to see a client out in Denver. I don't know what it is, but of late, I have had the worst flight karma when it comes to return flights getting delayed. It's never a problem going out to where I'm going, but anytime I'm coming home, it seems like they're getting delayed by anywhere from a half hour to like multiple hours.
Now, Greg, do you not realize that that was organized by your buddy that you love to hate?
Probably.
The flight delay was organized specifically by the Denver Broncos to keep you there, to annoy the head of you. That's exactly why. Go to those Broncos. Go Broncos.
True. It's probably true.
But I'm sorry to hear that.
Denver is actually a pretty lovely place. I have to say, I enjoy going out to Denver. I don't like the football team, don't get me wrong, but the city of Denver, it's nice. It's surprisingly flat. When I think of Denver, I think of the Rockies, I think of the mountains and snow and
You're thinking of John Denver. That's what it is.
Yeah, Denver, but no, the actual city of Denver, it is desert area. It is very flat, plainy, and you can see some mountains in the distance, but man, it is just wide open, like boring ass, like there's no scenic area to Denver, that's for sure. But yeah, so yeah, Denver. It was fun. Good meeting.
Sorry. Are we really watching a plane taking off from Denver Airport, Mark?
Yes.
Are we really watching that right now? Good use of video. Excellent.
All right. Let's see. So some shows and things for people to maybe check out. One, I've continued watching the show Colony. Colony is fantastic. If you are into sci-fi, if you like... shows that have a little bit of a mysterious twist to them, dealing with like alien invasions, that kind of thing. Colony is it. Watch it. I really at first wasn't sure I was going to like Colony because the premise to me sounded a little far-fetched. It was about these aliens coming in and they build walls around cities and kind of, you know, create encampments. But to its credit, this show is really good. Yeah. The real surprise for me has been season two. They introduced a new character. I won't give away spoilers.
Ooh, okay. All right.
However, I will say who the character is being played by, which is a comedian named Wayne Brady. So if you've ever seen the new version of Let's Make a Deal or the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, he's the bald black guy on the show. Very funny man. Does all kinds of sound effects as well as just he's a genuinely talented guy. But I've only ever seen him in comedic roles. And to see him taking on this serious role, I have to say, he is really good in this role. So I'm pleasantly hopeful for his future in doing more serious television beyond the comedic stuff he had been doing.
Yeah, I watched the first season. Yeah, and it was good. I'll watch the second season. I think it's been now. Is it coming out all on one blast, or is it one more week?
I think it's still coming out on a weekly basis, but for season two, you'll eventually be able to get it on Netflix, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this before, but it reminded me like a modern spin on the original V.
Yes. Yeah, it does have some of that. Though season two, it really takes it in a new direction. There's some good twists happening. And again, similar to The Walking Dead, this is as much about the aliens and the invasion as it is about the human versus human
drama. Yeah,
and dealing with how everybody is dealing with the situations unfolding. And then speaking of dealing with situations evolving and unfolding, Robin, you turned me on to a book series called Arisen.
Yeah. Arisen's by a guy called Glenn James. I think probably what pulled me in was the narrator, which is R.C. Bray, which is one of my favorite narrators. And as well as at the price, there's about 7 or 8 books, and they're in omnibus form. You can buy 3 books for 1 credit on Amazon. It is a zombie apocalypse type thing, but with a military twist. So you're mostly following guys in the military dealing with a zombie outbreak.
Kind of reminded me a little bit, just a real dovetail. There was a movie called 28 Days where he was following a military outfit that was fighting off a zombie infection. But the zombies were fast. They weren't necessarily slow. There's a bit of that in this.
There's fast ones and jumpers and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. The premise is, I think the first book is called, is it Fortress Britain? So Britain's one of the only places where infections didn't come through some accidental stuff like a terrorist attack that closed down the airports for a few days as the virus started to spread. And then there was happened to be a crack military squad of guys made up from all over the world that were going out in another mission who happened to be in Britain. And they go out trying to recover data for a cure all around the world, and it's getting more and more dangerous. And what I love about it is some of these books, the characters aren't very clear. There's so many of them. So many different characters, but these here are very distinct characters, and it's easy enough to understand. I've bought into the characters. I love the little tight knit little groups of guys, and Right. And it's very, very good. I highly recommend Arisen.
Yeah. So in terms of the reading selection, so I looked up just curious because being tomorrow is Amazon Prime Day, I'm thinking I might try and see if there's going to be some discounted Audible credits. There's actually 14 books in this series already, which really threw me off. Yeah. And after, so books 1 through 3 are in this omnibus, but there is a prequel, book.
Okay.
It's good to actually listen to it after the first three, because it goes back and it talks about how it started. Well, so it gives some context to that.
If it means anything, the first three books I rattled through in a week, you know, just because they were just, I couldn't get enough of them. And again, I think the second three are also in an omnibus as well. So
send me a link on that, because I've been trying to find them in omnibus kind of clumps, because you certainly want to buy them as much as possible together.
Yeah, they're good. I would definitely recommend those. I've been watching a few bits and pieces this week as well. I finished the second series of Westworld.
Can we talk about the I mean, no spoilers, but the ending to me... I think I'm done with Westworld.
It definitely wasn't as good as the first series, because the first series was all just discovering all of these things. And this was more cerebral, all in your head, discovering stuff and back and forth in time. And now, they said it was all very confusing at the end, but I pretty much got what happened, I think.
I got what happened, but I was just kind of like, this is a classic case of the first series being great. Then they just, I don't think they need a third series at this point. Let it die. Leave it where it is.
And I also watched Three Billboards. Was it last night? I think it was last night. Phil had recommended. I've seen it and I thought, people talking about this. And I really enjoyed it to a point. Now, the language in it is atrocious. Maybe that's just life, but there's just too many F's and C's and everything in it. Sam Rockwell was in it, a fantastic character. Woody Harrelson, the main character. The premise of it is this woman, her daughter is killed and burnt and raped, and nothing's happened for about 7 or 8 months. She's never heard from the police. So there's three old billboards on the road on the way into her little village, and she goes and pays to have the three signs taken over by, what has the police done in 7 months? My daughter was raped and killed on these three billboards, and it causes a big, big stir. And it goes along at a good old pace. The main character's brilliant, and then it just ends. It's just arty, farty, fucking... Ugh. And it's all about anger and love and angst and loss. And then it had the opportunity to tie it all up. And it just...
So in a nutshell, Phil's word no longer means anything to you.
it was just arty, farty crap. I mean,
arty, farty this. Crap. Take it that, was, Phil.
Yeah, it was good. But then it just... Yes.
Hey, I'm telling you, Robin, 13 Reasons. Go watch that.
Oh, no, Netflix. I just don't like the thought of it. No, I don't like
it. I know you don't like the thought of it. It is good. You will get hooked. Watch it. Please. Do it. You will be doing yourself a favor by watching it.
So, girls,
I say that as a parent.
Watch anything interesting? Do anything interesting?
I bought a new webcam for the podcast.
Stunningly perfect video. Nice.
Yeah. Yet. It's not here. This is still the old one, but it's a C920 Logitech. It does the 1080p. So I sent back the router and got my money back out of that, and I put it towards a new webcam for you people.
I think that's the one I use. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't look horrible. I'm just saying.
No.
Oh, dig a hole.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I know that, but
point is, she's not freezing every 5 seconds, so and you can actually see you clearly for once.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you invest in fast internet.
Exactly, right? So, But Skype is still throwing out that my video quality is bad, and that maybe I should look into a higher quality webcam. And I thought, I have $55 sitting in my Amazon account now. Go, go, go. Why the hell not? Yeah, so
it likely will do that also, though. It gives off those connection warnings sometimes just because you have like five people connected up. So
okay, well, there was a public holiday here. 12th of July is a big marching band thing, and I don't mean at a football game, protest bands sort of thing. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just Northern Ireland, look it up. So on Friday I took the day off as well, and the whole family, the whole crowd of us, went up to a little place called Cushion Dun, which is up away on the north coast. Little tiny village with a beautiful little beach, absolutely stunning scenery, and had a fantastic day. It was one of those lovely, it wasn't overly warm, nice day on the beach. Threw a football, played batting ball.
I wonder what it looks like. Oh, wait.
Oh, there you go. And then we had, at the end of the evening, there was a little food truck, chip van came, and we got some chips, and we sat on the beach and had chips with all the kids, and it was just a fantastic day. And I threw the drone up, as you can see on the stream there now. Some of this, there's a clip coming up shortly of the kids in the water with no wetsuits on. This is now, we're talking about pretty much into the North Sea here. It's just not warm water. And the kids in playing on little surfboards and splashing around and swimming. And some of the looks on their faces are absolutely fantastic.
Just kind of throw this out there real quick, Robin. Sorry. Yeah. Just as I'm watching you passing over the little fishing village and the scenery there, what I'm instantly reminded of is the little fishing village from the movie Jaws.
Yeah.
I need a bigger boat.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had a lovely time. It was nice to spend the time with the family, and I got a bit of videoing, bit of photography, and came home that night then and cut. You know, it's funny, cutting video, I think it's 2.5 minutes long or 3 minutes long. It took me about 4 hours to cut it together. But yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying my video stuff. And I bought a new tool today. I got this Osmo, a gimbal for my camera, to make things a bit smoother and stuff as well. So, yeah, I'm having a ball. Having great stuff. Great stuff. Having great fun. I'm about to actually hit.
Life is meant to be fun, not all working
out. I'm just about to hit one of those crazy 2-week periods now. So Judith goes to Spain on Friday morning with Charlie and two of the foster kids. And I'm be at home with Joshua, not too hard to look after. But I have Glenn. And right. I will have Jazzy, the babby. I have an unbelievably busy work schedule coming up over the next 2 weeks. Couldn't have came at a worst time. Good to have business, but just even on next Saturday, I've got stuff happening. And she's away until, I think it's next, she goes on next Friday and comes back on the Thursday. So, yeah, it's me. I just picture the scene of from Three Men and Little Baby Mr. Tom Selleck goes to the building site with a little mini hard hat on the baby. I think that's probably will be happening at some stage. So, yeah, busy with work. And then, but then again, when I get the kids down, I'll maybe get a bit of gaming in next weekend. I won't be available for the podcast, I don't think, but I will get some gaming in somewhere.
So, we might have Nicole hosting next week then, because I will definitely not be here for the podcast.
What did I say? Oh, no, I didn't send that. I deleted it.
I don't think anybody would mind if I was here with the baby, really. Yeah. The bottle. Get it in
we
there.
We can always have Mark host again. He doesn't have to self-host this time.
Yeah, not use sign language this time. I had to sit and read his face. Watch the giggling.
Hey, Robin, anything else, my friend?
Cushion done, Osmo. Oh, I have a top secret mission coming up.
Oh boy!
I don't care. All right, Nicole.
Seriously, do watch this space. Oh. In 2 weeks' time, top secret mission.
Top secret mission. All right, I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm feeling you. Top I know. Secret. I think Mark knows.
Mm.
Yeah,
I. That means I'm involved.
Sneaky bastard stuff, Nicole. Job hunting. I know you're job hunting for a new position at school or schools.
Yeah,
multiple schools now.
Well, the school that I work at is It's really weird. It's like it's here, and you go down the street and turn down the corner, and there's another elementary school.
Okay.
So I applied at both of the. Actually, I applied at three of them. The other one is straight down the street. So.
All right.
All for the same position at all three schools.
Fingers crossed for you.
Thank you. I really need it because I need some medical insurance.
Yeah.
That's mostly it.
No, don't
get sick. God, we don't know.
Fantastic advice, Robin. Yeah. You might as well tell Kim she's going to die at 35.
she's got until next Saturday to go. We don't know how lucky we are in the UK. Even speaking to some of the guys this morning, they're talking about he had to go and get a scan done and had to pay €400 to go and get in. We think how bad at times the National Health Service here is in the UK, but what a fantastic thing it is.
Yes.
That we don't have to, you know, it's free at the point of walking into a doctor's surgery. All prescriptions are free in Northern Ireland. Anyway, I'm not sure about the UK, but and you don't pay for any of that stuff. We don't realize how good it is. So, yeah. Well, I hope that works out for you, and I hope you get it. Nicole, you just go and give him, switch on the charm.
Well, I've been studying.
Charm?
Nah.
Well, like going and looking up other...
Charm for dummies?
No, coming up with like little plans to...
For kids.
Wow, learning. Them.
Yes, all right. I like it.
Hey, one final shout out. Today was Sunday and there is... I seen something about Canada there. Yes, that was Sarah's talking about Canada. Fraser is in the UK right now.
Oh, Jesus. Are you guys okay?
Yeah, I think he was meeting some people in around Windsor area or somewhere in around London-ish. Right. It was very last minute. I think they're passing through, but I hope he's having a good time. So, yeah, Fraser's in the UK. If you see a Fraser, if you see a guy with syrup running out of his ears and stuff, yeah, say hello to Fraser. Yeah, that's me. It's been busy and it's great.
Right. Busy is good. Kim or Nicole, any stories you guys want to partake in other than talking games?
No, it's been a pretty boring week here, so other than it's hot, but it's hot everywhere, so, you know.
All right, well, Kim, I think for your birthday, you should do...
We're sweating.
Let's be gentle to you. We'll do a third of a shot for every year you've been alive.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll get you about...
Five.
Well, 10 full shots at the end of the day, probably.
Oh, plus minus five.
Well, yeah, with tank top math, you know.
Well, you're turning 40, a third. Mm-hmm. Hello, that's a little over 10.
Mm-hmm. Now that would be good because I
don't want Kim. I don't want Kim totally throwing up. Just like, a little. Just a
like
little.
Next few. Weekend, I need to be responsible, but I think I could manage 10 shots or so. I mean. You know, I mean, I can handle 10 margaritas. No one knows the difference, really.
Next week, my sole job is to get my wife to the concert, have a nice dinner with her. Once we're done with the concert, I plan on being completely irresponsible.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We have a little saying.
Just
I'm going to be...
Condom.
Not with my wife. I'm okay there, but no
screwing with you.
No, I always say though, I see she's gonna go see Keith Urban. It is her favorite singer, like total heartthrob. She's got the crush on him, which I don't blame her. I do
Keith
him.
Urban.
Keith he does, Urban.
He throws a good show. I've seen him in concert, so
he's a good looking guy.
He's not crush worthy. Yeah.
He is. He's Nicole Kidman's husband.
Husband. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But more importantly, my wife adores him. So therefore, post concert, when all the loving juices are flowing, try to put on my best Australian accent. Hey,
there
honey.
You go.
He looks a wee bit like Simon Le Bon, but without the arse grabbing. yeah, he does. He's got this sort of Simon Le Bon haircut, doesn't he?
God,
yeah.
I would have never ever. Put him against
Simon
Le Bon.
Yeah, you look at the photographs, the long hair over the eyes and stuff.
Yeah, I think he looks more like a blonde, whoever the lead guy is for you two.
Bono?
Bono? Yeah, fuck, Bono. Dickhead.
They got that nasty hair, to the same nasty hair. One just has blonde and the other has dark.
Anyway. Keith Urban, is he some cunt from Preston, is he? Sorry, country and western. Sorry.
Yeah,
country.
Yeah.
It's more like country rock, if you ask me.
Well, true. It has
a rock and roll vibe to it. But anyway, that is the plan.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Hadn't been for Cut Nigel, that sort of thing. I've been married a long time ago. Where do you come from? No, not that. No.
Mm-hmm.
not as classy as that, then.
No, you're definitely not as classy as that. Robin, you could do the show now. Mark? Can we roll a jingle?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right, let's talk video games. I suppose we can talk about games with benefits real quick. These are the games that are free to play because we have paid for services. Services that have been rendered to us through our loving game providers. Xbox One, Assassin's Creed, Chronicles of Russia. These have to be wrong. So I will just say we have made the choice to play the game Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Prickly Ass.
Yes, Assassin's Prickly Ass. No, Assault. What the hell's the name of it again?
Assault Android Cactus, for fuck's sake.
The cactus game. The cactus game.
Cactus game.
That's
yes.
The game we played. The cactus game. I actually played this game. I think we all played this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we all like this game, even though none of us except Paul remembers the name of this game.
Except me, who put it in freaking chat like 900 times because you keep calling it the cactus game.
Hey, it's the cactus game.
It works. We know what you mean.
Cactus just happens to be a name of the character.
I know. That's the funny part of it all. It's just, it has nothing to do with the cactus. It has to do everything with you're playing an android named Cactus. At least that's... No,
I wasn't.
You're not?
I played Holly.
Oh, yes. You do have the choice of playing other characters, but its premise is around the primary character, Cactus.
Buff
Cactus.
Who's
an android.
So, tell us about this game, because I played it too. So, what is your take on it, Mr. Delisai?
It is a... It's a twin-stick shooter. Mm-hmm. It is kind of... it's a bullet hell shooter in some respects. I think it is a fun dive-in, dive-out game. It's meant... You can play it in co-op. I find the arenas to be a little bit small. It'll put you into fighting arenas. They all tend to be fairly small so far. And then you'll get boss battles at the end of levels, and you pass through the boss battle and then you move on to the next area. As far as I know, there's only four bosses. They may throw a fifth surprise one out at you, but it doesn't strike me as going to be a terribly long game. I played through the first level, really enjoyed it. I mean, it's solid, it's good, looks nice, and plays well.
All the characters seem to be girls. It reminds me of those little dolls. The girls get all the dress-up little rock star dolls, I don't know what they're called. There's cartoons with them.
No, I think you're right. There was like the little rock star girls.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. I'm sure there's a name for them.
You mean the Bratz?
Yeah. It's that sort of style of, it looks cutesy. It looks like a little kid's thing, but it can be as tough as bloody nails in places. No, you've got starch and aubergine and shiitake and peanut and cactus. All these little girls' names. Now, Starch, I changed my character for the second after the first boss was gone, and Starch appeared, which is a robot. And she has a laser, and she was quite difficult to play with. And when I got to the second boss, I did quit. I rage quit after three or four tries. I'll go back to it. It's very nicely drawn, very neatly done. Again, sort of the characters are like that, or Banjo-Kazooie, that sort of colorful graphic style. But yeah, it looks polished, and it is a good little twin stick sort of horde mode, twin stick horde mode shooter sort of thing.
Yeah, I definitely say, hey, if you have the ability to play it because you are getting it for Xbox, you know, Games of Gold, play it. You know, some easy achievements to start off. And then, you know, I think it's not going to take you long to get through the game. And it, like I said, it could be played in co-op too. It's a fun little game.
Yeah, looking at the leaderboards, there's been a lot of people playing it too. Because, you know, yeah. I see PG Tips and Kyle and a whole pile of other people. Names popping up there, Kyle Adams.
I don't think any of us knew. I mean, Kim or Nicole, did either one of you guys really know about this game prior to it being announced?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah. But I like it. I mean, it's been fun. And I liked unlocking new characters.
Yeah, and then have you been playing it co-op, or are you taking turns with Sean? And I know you and your son have been spending some time with it.
What I'm doing is I'm playing on my Xbox, and then I just beat you at that level.
All right, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Can you it's only couch co-op, do you know, Nicole, or is it online co-op as well, I wonder?
I don't know. I didn't try in here. Actually, it was rather funny because he's like, oh, I can play too. And I was like, no, you can't. Okay. I can't do the split screen. It messes with my vertigo. So it makes me, I want to throw up if somebody's split screening because I see all that stuff going off on the side of my head.
So I'm gonna take a stab at a guess, though. I'm going to guess, based on the small arenas, it probably doesn't do split screen. I bet it puts both characters on the same screen.
Which, that would be nice. Maybe, yeah. I think, if when I was looking at it, though, I think it said you had to switch between players.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wasn't even going to attempt it, because if it was split screen, I'd be, like, really pissed and have to get off, like, right away. I can't look at it without getting seasick.
I suppose the other thing that it thinks me reminds me of graphically is Overcooked. It is that Overcooked sort of
overkill,
or Overcooked. You know, the cooking one.
I never played it.
It has that style of cartoony graphic to it. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, play it.
Yeah, absolutely, play it.
Anybody has tented duvet. Sorry, I just got a notification. I got a friend request.
Did anybody give Heavy Rain a go? I know that was on the offer from PlayStation Plus.
No, Jason.
All right. Well, maybe that could be our next week's homework for those with a PlayStation 4. Go play Heavy Rain.
Okay.
Yep. And don't, Robin, stop oodling over her in the shower. Just saying right now.
Well,
is there a shower scene? What?
There's a shower scene.
Is that the right game? Is that not the... Oh, okay. Does he put a shower scene in every game that he has?
Pretty much. all right. Let's talk about the other games we've been playing this past week. Why don't we start with Nicole?
What?
Let's talk about games we've been playing outside of the homework games.
That was it. And Minecraft. Big whoop-de-doo.
Huh? No. Big whoop-de-doo. There's a massive update to Minecraft this week. So yeah, tell us about the new update.
It's pretty.
Under the water now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, under the water's always been kind of they always had one little area you could go to that was like a secret sunken city on every map that you can go to. But now it's like above and beyond that. I mean, they have dolphins. I really like the dolphins.
Dolphins equal.
Stuck on dolphins.
Yep, win. There you go.
Is there a Patrick Duffy character now?
A what?
Patrick Duffy?
Yeah, from Dallas. He also done, you know, Aquaman or whatever it was called as
Man
well.
From Atlantis,
oh my
Robin.
God.
Man from Atlantis.
Wow.
Show your age. You
just so far back in the past. Most
are lost. Wowie.
God.
That is going way back. That's like Land Logan's Atlantis? Run. God. That's like Logan's Run era.
Not as far back as
but
that.
But you all knew it.
Yeah, it is. That's back there.
I like Patrick. And he had those like webbed hands and stuff. How did he?
God, that was a shitty show. That was horrible.
Was it really? Was it? Should I go back and watch it now?
You ever go back and watch the A-Team? It is absolutely trash.
They couldn't shoot. They were like friggin' stormtroopers. They couldn't hit barn doors. Plants feared them. Every plant pot in a mile radius got shot. And nobody else.
Well, that was
the Barnes. They were fine.
That was the beauty of the A-Team and the shows like SWAT. It was like the bad guys always had like absolutely the worst aim. I mean, in some respects, it's like watching a real-life version of XCOM. They're pointing point-blank at somebody, and they're missing the shot. And then the good guys, they didn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
And they were shooting right at them, but then they would miraculously make this pinpoint shot that they had to make to save the day, to maybe make something drop and explode. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they have the montage, we have to make a tank. And all we've got, 3 Coke cans, 4 lollipop sticks, and a hammer. Let's get to it. And then 2 minutes later, they had a helicopter. It was fantastic.
That was now you're talking MacGyver. MacGyver, that was...
Oh, God, sweet. MacGyver, yes.
Oh, yeah. A-Team was just as bad.
I know.
But MacGyver was bad. Like 100 times worse.
MacGyver wasn't really a thing over here. We got... Really? Was it, Mark? Nod your head. No.
That's a shame.
MacGyver never got here. It was A-Team... Yeah, the
A-Team. Is that
Hilary
Stargate who did that?
Yeah. So the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk was a big thing in the 80s one or 70s one as well, where he always walked away sad at the end.
Now.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. I could talk about TV all night.
Minecraft, the update is good. They've got dolphins, no Patrick Duffy, and we like it so far. Does that about sum it up? She's not even paying attention to me.
I was paying attention. I was accepting somebody's friend request. It's a video game podcast. That's important shit.
All right. Fine.
I was going to try and say hi to Corazon in text, but I'll just say it live. So there.
There you go. Say it live. Doing it live. We're going to now move away from Nicole, and we're going to go to the birthday girl, Kim.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. I've got some shocking news, actually. Well, I don't know. May not be shocking by now, but I finished Ratchet and Clank.
What?
That is... Yeah. Ratchet and Clank is done. And then after Ratchet and Clank, I decided to start the Banner Saga because, well, it's been sitting on my Xbox, and I keep going by it, and I get, boy, I want to play that, and then I get sidetracked by something else. I thought, you know what? Fuck it. I'll start it. And I started it like Tuesday, and I finished it last night. It's a
Wow.
Yeah.
You burned
through
that. Okay.
I did. I don't know. Yeah, I got it. It's really good. It's a turn-based fantasy RPG. Right. So if you like turn-based games, it's good. The story is good. I mean, you know, the animations, it's a pretty game. It's not like Witcher pretty, but it's like Don Bluth cartoons, that sort of thing. It's that kind of animation. So that was nice.
It presents like side-scrolly in terms of like the story mode, but then when you get into combat, it goes down to the isometric over-the-top view. Yeah. And Kim, this gives me hope that we can get you into XCOM and XCOM 2.
Well, I did download XCOM 2 when it was free there last month, so yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I'm not very good. I mean, I got better as the game went along, but at first I was really bad about where the hell to place my guy, because eventually two of the dredge, which are, I guess you say would be the bad guys, because they're I don't know if they're robots or what the hell they are, rock people, whatever. I missed that part of the explanation. But anyway, they're the bad guys. And I got really bad about placing my guy to go hit one, and then another one would show up, and they'd be on each side of the guy and beat the hell out of him, and he'd die or get wounded, and I'm like, shit. But, you know, I got better as the game went along. So, yeah, the Banner Saga, it's kind of based on Norse mythology, so if you like that, you'll probably like this. And, yeah, I recommend it. I know the third one is coming out next week sometime, and I already got the second one, so I may start that one up next. So
I have posted more victory achieved for the Banner Saga for you than any other game. I think if you've had 3 or 4 victory achieved, we actually at one stage were doing by the chapter for you. So well done for finishing that.
Thank you. And of course, as we talked about earlier, I played a little Assault Android Cactus, and like we all said, it's a good game, but I'm not used to the twin stick shooter type thing, so that was a little weird, trying to get my girl to turn around the same time as I'm trying to, you know, shoot at things, and that was a little awkward, but it is a fun little game, so I'll keep working at it, maybe I'll get better, so that's it for me.
Okay, I'm now going to probably regret this next question. Robin, what did you play? I'm just basing this off the very first game on your list.
Yeah, well, I played the prickly game, so.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Now I'm so following. I was a little slow on the uptake.
That.
Yeah.
But there's a game that I played this week which I just couldn't help buying.
Yeah.
And I've heard so much stuff about it, and it's Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, and that wonderful Xbox development house, solely owned by Microsoft Corporation.
You just wanted to say that, didn't you? That's really why you bought this. Is the sole reason you bought this game was so you could put this on the podcast.
Now, they recommend playing Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice with headphones on, which I did.
Okay.
So quickly,
is there a reason for that? I mean,
because the sound is superb.
Okay. Binaural sound. Binaural.
What? Yeah. It's Noral made the sound. Yeah.
She's by.
Binaural. The sound is just okay. So this is based on some sort of psychotic personality, behavior, mental disorder. Sorry if I'm using the wrong words here. I don't know what it is yet. It expands as it goes. So Senua is hearing voices
right
in your head. So it's like, do it, don't do it, do it, kill her, jump, you're going to fail, you're going to win, you're going to do it. All the time, it's going in your head, and it's coming from your left, the right, from behind. In fact, there were times when I was playing it and I turned around because some of the sounds are so subtle, I thought someone was behind me. It is just the most awesome sound that I've ever, ever heard in a game. It is just fire. So that sound helps with the atmosphere. It starts off with this girl who is going in a canoe, dugout log, paddling along with all these voices in her head, and there's bodies hanging on trees, and it's a real creepy, dark sort of world. And it is a sort of hack and slash game. There are puzzles in it, and it's sort of psychological horror game as well. Sort of Alan Wake, the feeling of the hairs standing on the back of your neck, that's it. And I'm not 100% sure what's going on with it, but I'm working my way through it. I'm at this boss at the moment. It's a fire god, and it is the most beautiful, fantastic boss I've ever seen. He's on fire, and you're fighting him, and it's just awesome. The character's really interesting. Graphically, it looks beautiful. The sound scheme is fab, and I think the subject matter hits home somewhere as it's revealed what's up with this person. Is it split personality disorder? I'm not 100% sure, but it's struck home with a lot of people that this sort of thing affects. And if that's what people hear, voices pulling them left and right and backward and forward all the time, I really pity anybody that would suffer that way.
Yeah, but no kidding.
I think Ninja Theory, we're quite a small team, and this doesn't look like a small team game. I played through quite a bit of it, and I can't wait to get back to it again.
Highly recommended, that pair,
yeah,
apparently.
Highly, highly recommended. Yeah.
Okay.
It deserves the plaudits. Unfortunately, Jason Tacos, and the one notification that I keep on the True Achievements website is when I start a new game and it fires up. I brought Bongo the Sane, started playing.
Right.
And he tweeted back at this to say he was quite surprised that I was worthy of a game like this. Cheeky bastard. dear. Anyway.
Wankor.
Anyway. Yes. No, he's not. He's clearing out his garage. Leave him alone. See, Tent Duvet was talking about EGX in the chat there. Of course, this man's suit is fabulous. He has the best suit ever. And yes, he'll be coming along hopefully to our burrito night on the Friday night as well. So EGX is building. Can't wait. Can't wait. Oh.
And Nicole popped off.
Nicole is on her way to Birmingham right now.
Yes, she's on her way to EGX.
She really can't wait. So yes, those are the things that I played. I played those two games. So I highly recommend the prickly game. No. I highly recommend Hellblade. Yeah. that okay. Fantastic Ninja Theory, which are of course owned by Microsoft solely and totally.
Yeah, and Mark, just props, Mark, props to you. You've got these new screens. We now have the webcams are screwed up screen. So until Nicole comes back, you won't see us visually, but we can still carry on effectively. Well done, Mark. Well done.
Skype froze.
Yes, it happens. And then. Mark, you just singing your own praises. Oh, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some of the games I played. So obviously, Android Assault Cactus Thingy-Mabobber Prickly Game. Yes, really enjoyed what I played of it. More PUBG. PUBG Test Server had some updates. They've introduced some things that obviously they're always usually a few updates behind from where PC's at. But they did introduce some new scopes, a new weapon, some new attachments, as well as just some changes to the game itself in terms of the UI and some of the interface. And it's been really good. I heard somebody else on a different podcast kind of complaining a little bit about some of the changes. I actually really enjoy the changes. And so far, everybody that I've been playing with, Mark, Ordy, some new guys, Mason X, Lucky Charm, and then, of course, Stony, we all have been enjoying the updates. So I
still
think
going strong then, yeah?
It's going strong-ish. Obviously, I think this game has taken a hit from Fortnite, clearly. But
yeah, I hear Xbox broke over 8 million concurrent users. Or 8 million, yeah. Sorry, 8 million, not concurrent, 8 million users, which is kind of cool, too. It's not, so what if it's been overtaken by Fortnite? It's still doing extremely well.
It's still a good game, and I am actually really looking forward to their war mode, which I think is where it's 8-man teams. And I came to a realization, too. One of the things I really like about PUBG is that even though it's a multiplayer game of 100 people, you don't get the shit talkers. You don't get the nastiness you see in like the lobbies of Call of Duty or Battlefield where you're waiting for the game to start up and you can hear everybody else talking and trash talking and saying crap. Mm-hmm. That's completely gone from this game. And so, the randoms that you do play with, I do find that they tend to be more serious and they're enjoyable to play around with. So
very, very smart people on the Xbox. Is that what you're saying? They're a classier bunch? Is that what it is?
No, not at all. Not what I'm saying, Robin. Jesus. Jesus. No, but I do think the game type and style on PC as well lends itself to just better cooperative play.
All the twats are playing Fortnite. All the kids are over there playing Fortnite. Maybe more grown up people are playing PUBG. Maybe that's what it is.
I did notice that Fortnite was being played on your Xbox, Robin.
Oh, constantly. The kids fight. That's all they want to play. In fact, I threw money at, well, sorry, one of the kids threw a tenner at me the other day. They wanted season 5 pass or whatever it was.
Just taking the tenner and said, thanks. That's the electrical bill you guys
charged. I need V-Bucks. I don't mind, but, the kids are just still constantly talking about it. They still just constantly want to play it. Every time they get together with my cousins and nephews and nieces, and the nieces are playing it just as much, it's just they just want to play. So all they can talk about. Yeah. And they're having fun with it. And, what the heck.
Yeah, and Corazon was saying he was not overly impressed by H1Z1. I kind of don't blame him. I saw some of the video of H1Z1. They use a lot of fog of war in that game. There's not a lot of draw distance to that game either, and that's to help with keeping it at running 60 frames per second. And graphically, again, it seemed like the resolution and texture work was pretty low. So that, to me, turned me off. The gameplay was similar, but again, a little different. When you kill somebody in PUBG, there's a crate that appears next to their body. You have to go to their body and open the crate and find what you want out of this. In H1Z1, you run up to them and you open up the quote-unquote crate, I think, and it explodes out like a party pack. And bits and bobs go flying everywhere, kind of around you. So you pick them up off the ground at that point, but it just feels different. And again, you know, different games, but similar in game style, but to each their own, I guess. All right. So outside of PUBG, played two new games, Warhammer Vermintide 2, which just released out into Xbox Game Pass, as well as just releasing into the world. So I am really, really happy with this game. Pleasantly surprised by how good it is. Visually,
that's good news.
Yeah, visually, it's a really nice looking game. If you're not familiar with Warhammer Vermintide, basically, it's in the Warhammer universe. You're playing as one of four different types of characters. A roguelike. There's a magician, druid-like character, and then there's your typical barbarian or fighter-like character. And the enemies you're facing, for the most part, are this rat horde, if you will, these like rat creatures that you will fight a lot of. But you know, I had played the Elder Scrolls Online probably 3 weeks back ish when it was announced it was coming and it was going to be free on. So I was like, all right, I'll check it out. I was deeply disappointed by that game. The combat felt super light. It didn't feel impactful. Visually, it just wasn't that great looking. Just the overall, the package was just not there. And so I half expected something similar here with,
Is this Warhammer on the screen right now? Is it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that looks really good.
Yeah, so it is a four-player co-op experience. You can play it solo. You can play it with solo and make it your private party, so not everybody can join. Or you can make it offline, and then just play solo. Mark was advertising burritos. Mm-hmm.
I was trying to wind Jason up.
Oh, that's well. Yeah, we've done that. He's clean his guys. He's dropped everything now because I hook, lined, and sinkered him. Yeah.
But yeah, so it is, you know, again, if you have Game Pass, download this game.
Indeed. It is
absolutely worth checking out. And I do like the revision they made in terms of, you know, in the past, in the previous version of this game, you had to play co-op. You didn't have a choice of playing.
So is that his Warhammer then he's playing with there?
That is a Warhammer.
That's a mighty big weapon.
Oh, yeah.
There's some great, great visuals of this game. I'll just say that. Satisfying when you take that hammer and you just obliterate a rat's head and it's just missing.
By Gobthar's hammer. Yeah. Wow.
Yes. And then the last game that I played, another little indie title that released out day and date, as far as I know, onto Game Pass, is a game called Bomber Crew. So Bomber Crew, if you think about the game FTL, where you had a crew for your spaceship and you were flying along and other creatures would like invade it and you were fighting other ships, it's similar to that. But instead of having, obviously, people invading your ship, you're just manning an old, basically like a B-17 bomber. And as you're flying, you organize your crew and have them doing different jobs inside the bomber. So, you know, maybe your machine gunner has to go to a different machine gun port. So you're going to have him move, change out. There's skill upgrades. It is just a really cool little indie title. Came out of nowhere. I had no idea, you know, about this, and checked it out. I absolutely adored it. I believe Phil Olson absolutely is enjoying this game as well. So it's a cool little.
That's a British bummer. What were those called? Yeah. Darn, what were they called?
It reminds me of the old. I think it was a B-25 in the U.S., not a burrito. B-25. The other cool thing. So funny little side note. Mark, no. There's a
Lancaster bomber. That's it. Thank you, Corzan. Yeah. It was Lancaster, of course.
There you go. Lancaster bomber. You can upgrade different graphic skins and stuff. There's a lot of things you can upgrade in the game. So I was upgrading my plane's paint job, and it allowed me to import my gamer pick onto the side of the plane. So I... Podcast logo on the side of my plane now.
Get bouncing bombs to wreck a dam?
You do have bombs. You can make
bouncing bombs.
I don't know about bouncing bombs.
Oh, imagine that, bouncing bombs, and the Dam Busters music comes on. That would be cool.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. See, you look up the Dam Busters movie. It's in black and white. It's British. It's as British as you get, the Dam Busters movie. Damn it. Whoa, yeah.
Well, that does it for me. That's it.
Cool. Wow. That's good. We're playing games again.
Woo-hoo. Right. We are
games again.
I'm finishing them.
That's it. Here you go, Dam Busters. Hey, Chuck, Clay, and Jeffs. Yeah. We've got to get that dam. Yes. Once again.
Mark.
Let's get the nasty old Hun. Let's kill them. We'll kick them on the beaches. We'll storm every month.
Mark.
We'll get the dam.
Don't make me start kicking people off the show. There.
Goodness, it was brilliant. I was getting into it.
All right.
Yo, boys.
Kim.
Holy hell.
Yes.
Save us. Let's talk about some games that are now coming out. We should probably talk about the new Prime games coming up as well.
Okay.
We don't need to cover the freebies. We talked about that last show, but let's talk about the new Twitch Prime games.
I didn't do it. Wasn't me.
And then we could talk about what is actually coming up on new releases.
Alrighty. Oh boy. Your Twitch Prime games for July are Goner, which is already out. So let's go with Next Step Hero for July 7th to the 14th. Yornung, what the fork? Yorn Unlimited? All right, whatever. July 8th through the 17th, which I guess is technically already over. You, July 9th through the 15th. Devonia Doomsday, July 10th through the 16th. Observer, July 11th through the 17th. Tacoma, July 12th through the 18th. And The Bridge, July 13th through the 26th. Those are your Twitch Prime games.
What about Brutal Legend on July 14th through the 26th?
Oh, well, all right. Sorry. There's more here. Sorry, I need to scroll down. My bad. We have Brutal Legend, July 14th through the 27th. The Red Strings Club, which I swear sounds dirty, July 15th through the 21st. Tyranny, July 16th through July 18th. Broken Age, July 17th through the 31st. The Framed Collection, the 18th through the 31st. And Serial Cleaner, July 18th through July 31st.
Serial Cleaner, by the way, I kind of am curious about that one. That's about being a cleaner for like a serial killer or something like that. You're always called in to clean up on the
Winston Wolf.
It means nothing to me.
Pulp Fiction. Come on.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that got it. You know what? Fuck you with your smug little smile right now, you rat bastard. All right, Kim, continue to scroll all the way down, though. Let's just do the new releases now while we're waiting for Nicole to get reacquainted.
Sure.
Oh, don't fix those. I didn't do it, but they were classics.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Adventure Time. These are your new releases for July 14th through the 20th, by the way. Adventure Time, Pirates of the Enchiridion for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 17th. Hand of Fate 2 for the Switch on July 17th. Sonic Mania Plus for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 17th. Mother Gunship for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 17th. And Pool Panic for the Switch and PC on the 19th. And those are your new releases.
I'm sorry, I was laughing so hard. I did not change the names on those. Some other culprit did, but they were friggin' awesome.
Yeah, I know, but the Hand Job of Fate, yeah.
Yeah, the Hand Job of Fate was fantastic.
The motherfucking gunship.
Oh, dearie, dear.
The fucking gunship.
Oh, don't forget, there's a sale going on the PSN store until the 17th. Get into it. Up to 60% off on PlayStation, the fantastic console that it is.
I already did that, so I bought 3 games.
Oh, nice. All right. Nicole, are you ready to do the quiz, or do you want us to hold off another minute?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you see me? Because I had to switch computers.
We can. Can see you and hear you.
You got the headset on.
Yeah, I had to go old school, and I hate it. I still have retry on my other computer. I was like, ugh, you suck. But no, I can do the quiz. I'm good. I can't see much because I was trying to get everything. where I could see it. Oh, look, there's Greg finally. I'm stopped staring at him. It's very nice.
All right.
Well, this is, I'm so used to the touch tablet thing that I keep trying. Captain Awesome, really.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. Yes, Mark corrected it. Captain Unawesome.
Yes, so we have Kim, Mark, Dick Potato, and Captain Unawesome.
Dick Potato. Yeah, bollocks.
Oh, I love you all.
At least I'm beating Phil.
Phil. And girl. Rich zero. Rich has a big fat goose egg too.
True.
Guys, let's do this.
I don't know how to do this anymore on this computer. I'm so used to being able to touch things. That's crazy.
So it's quiz time. It's quiz
time. That's music. Pat for time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is he
something
more stupid?
Jingle, Mark. Jingle, not music. I don't want to hear that bullshit again.
Ooh, who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Ooh,
who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
So who said it best? Why am I in there?
You love it.
I don't know, but
well,
I have
it's better than the rest of it. I mean,
strange craving for a burrito that's right true. Now.
I wonder why.
Burrito would be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
What could they were talking about? Beans. Mm.
Last time it was bacon, now it's a burrito. I mean, jeebony Christmas.
Who doesn't like refried beans?
Right?
Jason. I only like black refried beans. I like the brown ones too, but I prefer black beans. They're healthier.
Fucking racists.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Oh my god.
Okay, let's do this shit. Come on.
Well, stop being a dick and I will. A potato
I'm a dick
no less. Anyway, y'all know the deal. It can come from anywhere that is gamer-related or game-related.
All right.
So I'll read the answers, I'll repeat, and then you'll have to give your answers by the count of three, and your choices are A, B, or C. So only 1 point. That's all you need to be ahead in this game. One lousy point. All right. Our first quote. Shut up, Robin.
Give that man a hand.
Is he done?
That wasn't me. It was the other schoolboy.
You're the only one I can see.
We're patiently waiting for you, Nicole. We're good. Let's go.
Yeah, he's the only one I can see. So, anyway, the best solution to a problem is usually the easiest one. And I'll be honest, killing you is hard. The best solution to a problem is usually the easiest one, and I'll be honest, killing you is hard. So is it A, GLaDOS from Portal 2, B, HK-47 from Star Wars, or C, Guilty Spark from Halo? A, GLaDOS, B, HK-47, or C, Guilty Spark? Mm. Your answers in 3. 2, 1.
I got some Guilty Spark cookie cutters this week in my loot crate.
All right. So we have Kim has answered Guilty Spark. Mm-hmm. Mark has answered GLaDOS. Robin has answered Guilty Spark as well. And Greg, y'all messed me up by changing the names on there. Has answered HK-47 for Star Wars. And I will let y'all know only one person has it right. And
okay.
It's not Uncle Greggles.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Correct well, mundo.
Mark's
not on the show.
Answer.
Isn't Mark's not on the show?
Mark's playing along.
Dean is a
y'all gave him permission to play.
Yeah, suck it.
I said nothing, so, you know.
Yeah, I was like, All right. Quote number two. Endure and survive. Endure and survive. Is it Alma, A, Alma from Fear, B, Jill Valentine from Resident Evil 4, or C, Ellie from The Last of Us? Endure and survive. A, Alma, B, Jill Valentine, or C, Ellie? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1. All right. So I have Kim says C. What? y'all quit messing with this. Mark says C. Robin says B. And Uncle Greggles says C. The correct answer is not B.
Damn
it. It's C, Ellie.
Correct, Mundo.
All right.
I'm getting left behind. The person that isn't on the show is running away with it. Kim Jong In.
Yeah. Greg got that one. Robin sucked a big giant goose egg.
He sucked a big dick potato.
Okay. Yeah, bollocks.
The final quote.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw Dad again. I think I'm going mad.
It was Robin.
I thought I saw Dad again. Was it Lara Croft from the Tomb Raider movie in 2001? Was it Lara Croft from Tomb Raider?
Oh, that's evil.
You are evil, evil, evil. Evil.
Yes, I am. Or was it Lara Croft from the 2018 movie?
What were the three again, right, please?
Yes.
Okay. A is the movie in 01. B is Tomb Raider the game, the one that we all played. Or C is the new movie.
Can I have the quote again, please?
I thought I saw Dad again. I think I'm going mad.
Okay.
All right. I need your answers. Dick Potato, remove your answer. All right. I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Pop potato.
Pop potato.
Okay, does that mean our answer is B?
That does mean his answer is B.
Okay, so Kim and Mark both said C. It is from the new movie. And Greg and Robin, I have to translate names. Both said it's from the names. Movie Tomb Raider.
Names are good.
Well, I can tell you, two of you guys got it right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And it is Lara Croft.
Yes.
It's from the movie. So, Kim and Mark got the point.
I love these names. These are good. They've got Kim join in.
I didn't bother seeing the trash new movie, so.
No, nor did I. Suck it, Mark. Dick Potato. Yep, suck it, Grandpa Mark. Griggles.
3 out of 3.
Suck it, Mark. Suck
Here's
it big time.
Two
Cheater.
And a third.
Cheater.
I just watched a new movie recently. That's why I knew that.
I haven't seen it. I just took a guess. So
recently too.
You should lose half your points for watching that movie.
Nope.
Was it really that bad? Because it looked pretty good.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was all right.
So what are the scores?
She was nice.
What are the scores?
I'm working on the scores right now.
Impatience.
Why are we touching things, Greg? No touchy.
Warp. And
oh my God,
yes, I can. Oh, see if you can watch Nicole now. The steam is coming from her ears.
Right,
Greg is rapidly trying to add 5 to everything.
Mark has 7.
Wizzib. The Wizzib leaderboard.
Robin, you didn't get shit.
Holy crap! Phil is in the backwards lead. Oh my goodness!
And Greg has 1, so that makes his 3.
Yeah. Yes.
All Mark is in the lead by one lousy ass point with seven. Oh, Phil well, and Rick have big fat goose eggs. So we're going
to
have
Do we have an estimated like end date in mind here? I need to know I have to beat Robin. That's my goal right now is overtake Robin.
And I have to beat Mark, so, you know.
And then slowly catch Kim and then Mark. All right.
It won't be this week.
Good.
All right. Okay.
Because Cheater Cheater Pumpkin Eater Mark, you know. I'll spin the decks if I can play.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Very good. I'll enjoy that. That's good. Fun.
Yes. All right. Let us move on. Let's talk about some just quick news. There really wasn't any news this past week, so... but you can play the jingle, Mark, if you want, just because. What?
Here is the fucking news.
All right. As I said, there's not a lot of news going on. However, there were a couple little tidbits. The Yakuza developer was talking about, he was answering some questions around if it might come to Switch. He said it won't be coming to Switch. The Yakuza games, just he didn't feel it was the right platform for it. However, he did say that it might be a game they might bring to Xbox, which would be a big first because none of the Yakuza series have ever come to Xbox before. So there you go. Sony was also out taking interviews and talking, and they said in an interview, I believe it was with Shuhei Yoshida, he was saying that they understand the success of the PlayStation 4 and what has gotten them to where they are. And that they are not going to forget what has gotten them to where they are. So take that for what it is. But I think that's maybe Sony trying to present a little more friendly face to the gamers, especially in light of maybe some of the recent stuff around crossplay. I've noticed their executives being a lot more public of late over the past couple of weeks, just getting out with interviews, talking about the fans. So maybe a little bit of some damage control to try and kind of change the course of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, that was it. That was the news.
Yeehaw.
It's just there wasn't anything going on. So it's a good thing we had games to play. We do have an email to read. So, you know, we had some community stuff going on. I know we've got some... it's disappeared. We no longer have any Facebook stuff, but we do have an email. I will read it right now. This is from Peter Chin. He also known as Ginger Balls. He subject lined this email, "My Mistake, Nicole." Hi, everyone.
What?
It's Ginger Balls. Thanks for the mention on the Victors Achieve last week and the backup, Mark and Bongo.
Oh.
But I made a mistake. And he has a little face in there, a little face.
Is this like, it's not you, it's me? Is this one of these ones? Is it Nicole?
I don't know.
It's not you, Nicole, it's me.
Nicole was absolutely right to say that the original Gears of War is easier than the others, and I agree.
Okay.
Hashtag smart face. My mistake was a simple one, but big. I forgot to put the number 4 in front of
eat on a bongo.
Just so you know, I'm not pulling your leg. Here's the pic to prove it. And there is a picture of him at the bottom of the email in front of the Gears of War 4. So now you can see why I was so chuffed, because this game was a long, old, tough battle on my own. Are you part of the 0.93%, Nicole? And a bunch of little smiley face. Then he says, hashtag beef, hashtag tank top, because he is wearing a tank top in the picture. Good on him. Just want to say, Peter, well done. I said, hope you all are enjoying the sun. Happy gaming. Pete, sent from my iPhone. That was the last special message for us.
Pete's a good
lad. Balls.
Well done.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. He is.
He's an okay bloke.
He likes a burrito.
I feel bad about his family, though.
He likes he loves kebabs too. We had some good kebabs, Pete, didn't we? We had good kebabs, Pete.
All right. Let's move off the kebabs and talk about Oh, no, I was going to make a Dick Potato joke, but never mind. Robin, yeah. let's talk about victories achieved.
Okay. Victories achieved. So, like those people that did it, and if you remember what game you actually finished, you know, if you actually remember the game you finished on solo, yeah, on the hardest difficulty, and put the correct name in, and right. you take a selfie of yourself in a tank top, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast when you finish a game, yeah, with the credits in the background, and put a hashtag of victory achieved on it, you'll be entered into a draw to win money. And once every 3 months, we put a draw out, and some lucky person wins it. And this session is between the 1st of July and the 30th of September, so get in there, get them done. And the people that completed games this week, Denik TQ completed Forza Horizon. Again, not sure if that's Forza Horizon 1 or 3. He may have
We will assume the first one.
Yeah. Now, he said that he won all the races, but I wonder, because in Forza Horizon, you complete the game when you finish all the races twice. So he may have think he finished up the game, but he may not have. You can maybe check that out. Colin on Cars, he finished...
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
He finished a Rise of the Tomb Raider and enjoyed the first one better. I agree. Hardly Dan finished the Battlefield 1 campaigns. And Gamer Girl, she finished, as we know, Rashi Clank. And she finished the Banner Saga. Unbelievably, she finished the Banner Saga. So well done to all of you people. Keep on those victories achieved. And congratulations.
You all have a victories achieved. Victories achieved. Victory's achieved.
Ooh,
never gets old.
Nope.
All right. Well, so there's good news, bad news, folks. The bad news.
My round of golf at Turnberry didn't go too well.
Also,
people were shouting at me.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm. Are you a golfer, Rob?
Yes.
Are you a good golfer?
Fucking fantastic, man.
I think that's nothing but lies. We'll have to compare scorecards later. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's go. Yeah, go. Let's close the show out. What's that's the bad news, folks.
What's the bad news?
Bad news. The show is winding down. It's pretty much almost over. The good news. The show is almost over. All right. If you want to be part of the conversation, we are on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, and youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast every Sunday at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast. And if you happen to live on Easter Island, congratulations, you can listen to us live at 6 p.m. your time. We do appreciate and would welcome more iTunes reviews or Stitcher reviews or YouTube reviews or any place you want to give us a review. It doesn't even have to be related. Go to a car magazine's website. Give us a review. Why not? If you want to be part of a club, we have clubs. We've got all kinds of clubs. We are a clubbing group, probably from our youth. I don't know. But we've got an Overseas Connection podcast club on the Xbox One. We've got an OC podcast community on the PS4. We've got an OC podcast group on Steam. We even have this Discord server group, OC podcast server on Discord. I mean, we're everywhere you want to be. And then some, even on Facebook. So let's play some audio right now.
What? Sorry, I wasn't listening. What were doing?
We're humming the porn.
Come all on. Right. Sorry. You want Nicole's sexy voice?
Maybe.
Right,
just okay. Maybe.
Sorry. I won't pay any attention. Too busy doing Pornhub jokes. Right, here we go.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
This is Sparta!
Oh dear. Okay.
And on that note, I think we're pretty much ready to wind this down. So, Nicole, I'm going to give you first strike opportunity here.
Yeah.
Close this out.
All right. Well, to our shatters, we had a lot of them too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of them. That's pretty good. So, a big shout out to them. Thank you for joining in. And for distracting Mark, because that makes us really professional. I think Mark should be banned from chat when he's on spinning the decks, but that's just my take.
More so, he should be banned for coming up with the term porn hum.
Right.
Anyway, and a God bless. Happy anniversary to my parents. Tomorrow they'll be married 52 years.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. So... My mother's put up with my dad for that long, and my dad's put up with my
mother sorry,
for
if we, that long. If we can quote Tented Duvet, to endure and survive, it's not part of the wedding vows, but maybe 52 years, endure and survive.
Yes. Yes, that should be part. I think I'll put that on their next cake.
There we go. Endure and survive.
That'd be lovely. Also, shout out to you guys, because always fun. And thank you for, my computer totally shut down after Skype quit up on me. So now it's over here on the side, and I will beat it up later because it's a Windows machine. So, yeah. You know.
Like the Overseas Windows Connection idiot. Podcast, computer killing team.
Yes. But anyway, anybody can find me at OC underscore Amaryllis on Twitter, Amaryllis on the PlayStation 4. And Amaranth on Xbox. I actually had to go look that up earlier because I couldn't remember what I was on PlayStation.
I know that feeling because it's not the same as Xbox. It's slightly different. So
yeah. So I have to look it up. I was like, wait, what am I? But I also have Amaryllis on Xbox. I just don't ever use it anymore. Weird. I know. All right, Kim, almost birthday girl.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I want to shout out you guys because it's fun, like always. I want to shout out our listeners and our viewers because, you know, otherwise we'd be talking to ourselves and, oh, why, that would still be fun. You know, it's more entertaining with, you know, a peanut gallery. Let me see. I guess you want to find me. I'm on Twitter as GamerGirl27. That's also on Xbox. On PlayStation, it's GamerGirl, G-U-R-L, underscore 27, because obviously some asshole took my name. Other than that, everybody have a good week and don't bake in this heat, for God's sake. How about you there, Robin?
Shake and bake. Right? Yes, you get me on Twitter at Bongo the Sane. Go to my blog at bongosbits.com to see all my latest stuff. And thanks to the show. Good to be on. Happy birthday for next Saturday. I'm sure we'll be chatting to you in some shape or form, texting you next week, Kim. And we'll should maybe track that asshole down that took your name and and give him a good hiding and a good beating. I hope everybody has a great week. Remember to check out Arisen on Audible. It's great. And you'll see us out there gaming away. And we will speak to you soon. Everyone, enjoy your burrito.
Is it my turn now?
Oh, God, they're so slick.
I think I'll go now. Mark, thanks for spinning the discs. Even though you have been highly distracted today, we do appreciate you doing that. The three of you, shout out to the three of you. Thanks for a very fun and lively podcast. I wasn't sure what to expect today. It came through in spades. Happy birthday to you, Kim.
Thank you.
Very special happy birthday to my wife as well, since she is also having a birthday this upcoming week. And I want to shout out France for winning the World Cup.
Oh, and they were my draw on our group. Yeah, that was my team. I won money.
There you go. Well done.
Why does this silica gel? Why does it say not to eat? What does that wee packet mean?
I think you should test the theory, Robin.
I think it's actually chiclets, so go right in.
All right. And on that note, Mark, time to crank up that music.
Funky music, white boy. Anyway.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
see you same time next week.
Burritos.
Potato!